Kyle, Mutt and Lou, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
All right, did you watch a lot of football this weekend? Did you watch a little Colts and Chiefs Saturday night?
I actually did get a chance to watch a little bit. Wild finishes, you know, a lot of good games this weekend.
Yeah, there were a lot of them, and I know, obviously, you're watching that Indy game thinking, okay, this is a team we could play, we won't know till tomorrow, but just your thoughts, a guy like T.Y. Hilton and all the different things he can do and how luck uses him.
He's fast. For me, that's the first thing you think of. Well, first thing probably everybody thinks of, you know, just a fast guy, extremely competitive. I mean, you have to be, you know, to be a guy of his, you know, stature. You know, he's just a winner, you know. I mean, and not only him, but starts, you know, at the top with Andrew Luck, man. You know, just resilient group they have there.
Well, and they're resilient, and they, I know Lou mentioned T.Y. Hilton, Kyle. The other guys, these are not household names. Guys like Brazil, guys like Griff Whalen. I mean, when you look at these other receivers, how do they complement T.Y. Hilton in that receiving core?
Obviously, they all, you know, bring different things to the table. You know, T.Y. is your home run. You know, they got possession. You have your possession guys, and things of that nature. I mean, every team, you know, is made up differently like that. And like I said, man, when you look at this bunch, man, you can just see it start from the top. I mean, with Luck himself. I mean, he's just tremendous talent, you know, from the minute he entered the league last year. You know, he didn't even play like a rookie. So, like I said, we're going to have our hands full enough, you know, with them this weekend.
I know you guys are talking about, you know, self-scouting and working on what you guys can do and how you can improve last week. But as far as time goes, maybe on each team, did you spend more time on one? Was it equal? And what kind of things were you guys doing individually?
Really don't want to get that out just right now. I mean, like you said, we did. We worked on some things. We felt like we needed to correct as the year has progressed. Now that we know who we're playing, you know, definitely going to get on Indianapolis. Starting, you know, a lot of guys starting today. Obviously tomorrow, you know, when we get back to work. So we're looking. Should be a good game though this weekend.
We're talking to Patriots defensive back Kyle Arrington. We're talking about the receivers. Let's go back to the quarterback. You call them explosive, and Andrew Luck. His interceptions this year, Kyle, are down. When you look at, you know, you guys played him last year versus the quarterback you see this year. Do you see a more careful quarterback? Do you see that the experience of year one to year two has changed the way Andrew Luck definitely goes about the game?
Definitely the experience factor. Like I said, even when he came in last year, you know, we just didn't, you know, get to see him as a rookie. Like I said, you know, threw some picks here and there, but as he's played more games, even going into this year, you know, you can see the growth. And so I mean, so we definitely have to be all hands on deck this week, you know, because they're a talented bunch.
You know, Kyle, one thing I noticed watching football this weekend was the four games, one pass interference call all weekend long, and there were four defensive holdings. Do you, obviously, as a defensive back, you like that? They're letting you guys play, it seems. Is that something you pay attention to, how tight they call it?
Well, we know what we always say. When we just do business is being done. I mean, you go out there, play our game. If we see the refs are calling it tight, you know, we'll adjust as we need to. But, we're, you know, same style of play that we've been going in each and every week with up to this point.
I'm gonna ask the question a different way. Would you like it if they just let you play Saturday night? It's Saturday, it's at Gillette, and you're up against T.Y. Hilton, and you just happen to bump them a little bit. And they, like they did in Green Bay, San Francisco, Kyle, they let some of that go and say, you know what, we're not going to call every time you breathe on the receiver. Would you be okay with that?
Well, if you like it, I love it.
You know, another thing we noticed, too, especially in that Indy game, was turnovers and how it can change everything. You know, absolutely. Even a Green Bay game, down 6-0, you know, turnover changes that game. Obviously, more stress on that. You guys getting the ball away, taking the ball away from the other team and protecting it?
Yes, sir. Oftentimes, you know, in this league, you know, it's a winning and losing can be a direct correlation of, like you said, the turnover battle. So it's definitely, you know, something we've been working on throughout the entire year. So this is going to be a key. It's going to be extremely important. No differently. Like I said, extremely important this week as well.
Get you on this. You like the Saturday night game, prime time there at Gillette?
Oh, man, just could be playing at this time of year at any time. You know, it's extremely exciting. So, I mean, you can feel the buzz going on already around the community of New England.
It's the Colts and Patriots. He's Kyle Arrington, defensive back. He joins us here. Kyle, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, man.
That is Kyle Arrington.